Say and spell your name, please.
Say and spell it?
Yes.
Okay. It's Woody Charlene Reed. WOODICHARLENEREED. And my branch of service is the Army.
Start over, please.
Start over?
Yeah.
Woody Reed has had chronic back pain for the last 7 years. In her search for some relief, she's participated in pain clinics to treat her spinal stenosis at the Veterans Administration in Salt Lake City. There, she's undergone hypnosis, had nerve ablations, and been prescribed opioids to help manage her pain. But despite the treatments, the pain has persisted.
It's hard. It's hard sometimes because I used to be a school bus driver, and I actually had to quit the job that I loved because I developed the chronic pain in my back. And so I'm actually not working at all now. And so it does a couple of things. Not only does it hurt you physically, it hurts you mentally when you feel like you're not, you know, maybe contributing because you're not working.
About 2 years ago, Reed enrolled in a new program developed at the Salt Lake VA for chronic pain patients prescribed opioids by their primary care providers. It was created by a team to improve patient safety and function using a whole health approach, because veterans are twice as likely to die from an opioid overdose than members of the general population. And Utah has the unfortunate distinction of leading the nation in veteran overdoses. For Jamie Clinton Lawn, the Women's Service Medical Director at the Salt Lake VA, she is all too familiar with the circumstances.
In about 2005, I had an otherwise healthy female veteran. Her husband had called that she did not wake up, she had passed away. And she just had knee surgery. And while those things happened, while I'm not sure why she passed away, I wasn't quite sure if we had done our best, if we could have done more, if I could have educated her differently, if I could have gotten her involved in other forms of activity, something to help her in addition to pain medications. And so that ambiguity and not really knowing has caused a lot of grief for me as I go forward every time I write a prescription, and I think I'm not alone in talking to colleagues that they too have the same concerns and fears, and that I'm not alone with people prescribing the medications and having people not wake up. And so it's a burden that we all live with.
Clinton Lant helped create the program because she, like many primary care providers, felt overwhelmed by patients' pain issues and the often contentious discussions surrounding prescription narcotics. She wanted to devise a better way for clinicians to monitor patient pain and function and identify potential opioid misuse. And she wanted to do it by bringing patients to the table and enlisting them as active partners in their own pain management.
So why exactly are we here? We're here to safely prescribe your pain medications. We want to improve your function, and we want to involve you in your care. You're the one taking the medication.
Every 6 months, veterans in the opioid pain management program meet in Salt Lake City or in Orem by video conference for a 45-minute class where they're taught about the risks and benefits of opioids, personal risk factors for overdose, and develop individual treatment plans with VA staff. Participants are screened to make sure they're not taking illicit substances or acquiring additional pain medications from outside sources. But a key component of the program is the requirement that each patient's plan include at least one non-pharmacological treatment, such as cognitive behavioral therapy, mindfulness, trauma-sensitive yoga, or aquatherapy. The idea is to help veterans develop additional skills to manage their pain, because opioids can only help so much.
The actual thing that worked for me in the end was the yoga class that I go to here.
Again, that's Woody Reed.
It's for pain. It's tailored to chronic pain that you have. We have an instructor that is absolutely amazing. She takes the time to know you. She takes the time to show you the yoga. You have a camaraderie with other, I take the women's class, so you have a camaraderie with the other women there. You can describe your pain with them. You can tell them what you tried. The yoga for me actually was a lifesaver. I take oxycodone for my back pain. And at the time I started it, I was on 4 to 6 a day because I had that much pain in my back. But once I started the yoga, I actually tapered down over a period of time. I've been going for 2 years now, and I take one pain medication a day. That's huge. I take one a day, and that's a huge taper for me. It changed my life. It changed the way I could move around, the way I felt about myself, I felt more useful. And so the yoga class for me is what really worked, that pain management.
Reed is not the only veteran to taper her medication with this program. Clinton Lunt and her team have been collecting data, and the preliminary findings indicate that about 40% have reduced their doses or gone off opioids completely, many by choice, and the majority of veterans have reported increased function. Clinton Lunt is hoping that they will publish results soon and that this program may be held up as a potential model for care across the VA and beyond.
The program's focus was on monitoring patients and educate the patient and offer them choice, but most importantly, make them a partner in their pain. That it wasn't my pain or the doctor's pain or anyone prescribing it, but your pain. And so what do you want to do about it? And so the premise, the hypothesis kind of was that if we set expectations for what care we can provide and how we can do it safely, that the patients would then have to become part of the problem solving with us, but also would have to take the onus for their pain and that their function would improve because they had ownership. Again, opioids aren't enough, only 30% of the pain. What do we do for the 70%? We want to feel better, or do we? I think so.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Kristen Munson.
This UPR original series is brought to you in part by the Association for Utah Community Health, providing training and technical assistance to health centers and affiliates across Utah. More information available online at auch.org.